This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The director of Colorado's higher education system is stepping down after 7 years at the helm. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine explains why.
Angie Piccioni led the Colorado Department of Higher Education since Governor Jared Polis was elected in 2019, the second longest tenure in the department's history. She plans to return to the private sector. Polis credited her leadership with breaking down barriers to help more students from diverse backgrounds access education. Fewer students are also finishing with debt. Piccioni oversaw the launch of the first program in the nation to allow four-year colleges to grant associate's degrees to students who stopped out but completed at least 70 credits. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold has rejected a new request from the Department of Justice for sensitive voter information. Kyle McKinnon reports.
Federal officials asked the Secretary of State's office this week to share unredacted data that includes voters' birth dates, home addresses, and partial Social Security numbers. In a statement, Griswold said the Justice Department has no legal right to the information and can, quote, take a hike. The request comes as Colorado waits for answers on how the Trump administration is using voter data it collected from states this summer. Griswold and nine other secretaries of state asked federal officials last month whether the information is being shared with the Department of Homeland Security. Griswold says they haven't received a response.
This is CPR News.